I believe I am not my body. Every day we see images of perfect bodies we can never have, and we become convinced our bodies are who we are. As I was growing up, passing through puberty and becoming an adult, and now that I'm middle-aged, I've wasted a lot of time lamenting the size of my hips, the grey in my hair, and the lines in my face. Now that I'm getting close to 50, I can see that my parents were right all along. I am not my body. I was born in 1959, just at the end of the baby boom. Unfortunately, I arrived without all of my body parts fully intact. My left arm is a short stub with a small hand and three fingers, a bit like you see in thalidomide babies. But I was lucky. I had superb parents. They were fighters who struck "I can't" from my vocabulary and replaced it with "I will find a way." They believed the development of the mind, heart, and soul determine who you are and who you will become. My body was not to be used as an excuse. Instead, it was a catalyst. My body was not neglected, though. I went through surgery, my body was dragged to physical therapy, then to swimming, and then to yoga. But it was not the focus of my life. I was taught to respect my body, but to remember that it was only a vehicle that carried the important things, my brain and soul. Also, I was taught that bodies come in all shapes, colours and sizes, and that everyone was struggling in some way with their physical inadequacies. I've realised that this really is true, although, as I was growing up, I found it really hard to believe that people in the cheerleading squad had any self-doubts. In my different kind of body, I have learned lessons about patience, determination, frustration and success. This body can't play the piano or climb rock walls, but it taught all the neighbourhood kids how to eat with their feet, a skill it learned in the children's hospital. Eventually, it learned to tie shoes. It crossed the stage to pick up a college diploma, backpacked through Europe, and changed my baby's diapers. Some people think I am my body and treat me with prejudice or pity. Some are just curious. It took me years, but I have learned now to ignore the stares and just smile back. My body has taught me to respect my fellow humans, even the thin, able-bodied, beautiful ones. I am my words, my ideas, and my actions. I am filled with love, humour, ambition, and intelligence. This, I believe. I am your fellow human being, and, like you, I am so much more than a body.